This is a good day for Bible school. So with the ringing of that bell, go get your Bibles and come to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And as you come with your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms. We're going to begin a series of lessons from the book of Psalms. And the title of this series is Some Missionary Teachings of the Psalms. Now, when we're talking about missionary teachings in this context, in these lessons, what we're talking about is the fact that the gospel is to go forth into all the world, and everyone in all the world need to hear, believe, and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this was foretold earlier by the Psalms. It's interesting that the Jewish nation, which was somewhat exclusive in the way that they did things according to God's instructions, He wanted that nation of Israel to be exclusive and separate from the other nations of the world. And yet, even though they were exclusive, they were taught by the Spirit through the mouth of David that eventually they would become a blessing to all of the world, because through them God would work His plan of salvation, and by them Christ would come and the gospel would go forth. And so we see this in the book of Psalms. If you have your Bible, you can find the book of Psalms by turning to the middle of your Bible. I think it's interesting that so much of the Psalms have to do with the heart of man, and they strike our emotions of our heart, and yet the book of Psalms is found in the way we arrange our Bibles in the heart of the Bible. And so you can find the book of Psalms that way. And once you find that, turn to the first Psalm we're going to look at, Psalm 49. Now, while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 11th, 1923. Now, there are several psalms recommended to be read in association with this lesson, and we'll begin with the 49th Psalm. And immediately you're going to see that this is a psalm that everyone, that is talking about how God's going to bless everyone in the world. This psalm has an inscription: to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. And we begin in verse 1. Hear this, all ye peoples, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Let me stop right there at that first verse and show you something interesting about the poetry of the Psalms. Did you see how those two lines were parallel in that first verse? Hear this, all ye peoples, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Hear this corresponds to give ear. And all ye peoples is explained by the words, all ye inhabitants of the world. This is called in ancient Hebrew poetry parallelism. And often we find this parallelism is the defining characteristic of these poems. And the Psalms are filled with this. It's not so much a poetry of words like in rhymes or even in meter, but it is a poetry of thoughts. Hear this means to give ear, and if anything, it builds in intensity. You're not just hearing the sound, but you're paying attention to what you're hearing when you give ear. And all ye peoples is defined by those words, all ye inhabitants of the world. All ye peoples may be all different kinds of peoples and all different nations of peoples. But then all the inhabitants of the world, why, that is every creature. And so every single person in the world, all of them individually, are to listen to these things. And so with that understanding of Hebrew poetry and that parallelism, we certainly see that missionary message here. Let me start over again with the 49th Psalm. Hear this, all ye peoples. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark sayings upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when iniquity at my heels compasseth me about? They that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, neither give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their life is costly, and it faileth forever. That he should live always, that he should not see corruption, for he shall see it. Wise men die, the fool and the brutish alike perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names, but a man being in honor abideth not. He's like the beasts that perish. Psalm chapter 49 and verse 13. This their way is their folly. Yet after them men approve their sayings. They are appointed as a flock for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be for Sheol to consume, that there is no habitation for it. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol. He will receive me. Be not afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his own soul, and all men praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see the light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perisheth. So there's the 49th Psalm. A psalm for all the peoples of the world. The next psalm we're going to look at is the 67th psalm. Let me turn there in my Bible to Psalm 67. I'll read the inscription and then begin in verse 1. For the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm and a song. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples with equity, and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the peoples praise thee. The earth hath yielded her increase. God, even our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That missionary message comes through loud and clear in the 67th Psalm, talking about the peoples and the nations, and in the end, all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let's go to the 100th Psalm. That's a psalm that is very familiar to many of us. It too has an inscription, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all ye lands. Serve Jehovah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Jehovah, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name, for Jehovah is good. His loving kindness endureth forever, and his faithfulness to all the generations. It sounds, while we're reading, it sounds as though reading the 100th Psalm, they may be entering into the temple, going into his gates and into his courts. They're certainly coming into God's presence. But notice how it began. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all ye lands. This was something for everyone on the earth. And then we're going to look at the 98th Psalm. The inscription to the 98th Psalm is simply a psalm. Oh, sing unto Jehovah a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath wrought salvation for him. Jehovah hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He hath remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy, yea, sing praises. Sing unto Jehovah with the harp and the voice of melody, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the King, Jehovah. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, and the hills sing for joy together before Jehovah. For he continueth to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. Notice, he's talking about judging the earth, judging the world, and judging the peoples. The word is plural, peoples. Now, the golden text for this lesson is Psalm 67:7. Let the peoples, that's plural again, let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. There's a geographical note where it says that obedience to God and his praise are confined to no geographical points. And the passage given is Psalm 33 and verse 8. Let all the earth fear Jehovah. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Now there's hints and helps for the teachers at the early part of this lesson. And the first one is, if foretelling the coming of the Messiah and the salvation of the Gentiles constitutes missionary teaching, much of the Psalms and all of the Old Testament is missionary. And it suggests that we read the 2nd Psalm and the 22nd Psalm by way of example. So let's go to the 2nd Psalm. Here's what we read. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples meditate a vain thing? You see, in that first verse again, we have the parallel between the nations, plural, raging, and the peoples, plural, meditating a vain thing. Let us continue. The kings of the earth set themselves, and all the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. Then will they speak unto him in his wrath and vex him in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will tell the decree. Jehovah said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve Jehovah with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish in the way, for his wrath will soon be kindled. Blessed are all they that take refuge in him. All they, everyone.